We will be looking today at Matthew's depiction of the events surrounding Jesus' arrival into Jerusalem the Sunday before the crucifixion. We'll read chapter 21, the first 11 verses of Matthew's Gospel. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus gave two disciples a task. He said to them, "Go into the village over there. As soon as you enter, you will find a donkey tied up and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anybody says anything to you, say that the Lord needs it." He sent them off right away. Now this happened to fulfill what the prophet had said, "Say to daughter Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey and on a colt of the donkey's offspring." The disciples went and did just as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them. Then he sat on them. Now a large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others cut palm branches off of the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd in front of him and behind him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. "Who is this?" they asked. The crowds answered, "It's the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. During this year's Lenten season, we have been following the theme of dance. The Lenten study was entitled, "I Hope You Dance." And the Lenten sermon series has been focused on dancing with Jesus. Along the way, we've explored more than half a dozen different Hebrew words that have been translated as dance in English versions of Scripture. In doing so, we have noticed some of the nuances of those terms and how they challenge and guide our perception and expression in our spiritual lives, as individuals and as a community of believers. One such word was rakad, focused our attention on the contagious aspect of dance. When you're in a group that's bouncing or waving palm branches, you're inclined to bounce or wave palm branches along with the group. Another term, a chow, is used to suggest that when people danced, they moved together as one, as a community, as a company. Other images of dance were people entering the circle, again, an inclusion and moving together. Early in the Lenten study, we acknowledge that it is not uncommon for us to be reluctant to engage in moving, especially in dance. We would rather just be wallflowers than actually move with those who are dancing. And given a choice to dance or set it out, too often we choose to set it out. But when emotions run high and the air is electric with enthusiasm, it is hard to not get caught up in the movement. It was with deep-seated passion that the crowd gathered as Jesus entered Jerusalem. It was a season of the Jewish Passover, during which the population of Jerusalem tripled in number as pilgrims arrived from all over to celebrate the feast, marking the Jewish deliverance from Egyptian bondage. They gathered, celebrating that deliverance and hoping for another one, just like it, from the dominion of Rome. They had not come there to see Jesus, but there he was, the teacher they had been hearing about, the one they might have seen do mighty miracles, the one who they hoped would unite the crowds and lead them to deliverance and to victory. This was an opportunity for each of them to become part of something that was greater than themselves, to become part of a movement that would embolden them and empower them to do more than they could do alone. The gospel tells us when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. And so began a movement. A movement that arose out of a hungering passion of the people. They're getting caught up, and the movement was automatic. A reflexive response of passion and spontaneous. It was a movement that could not be stopped. It was a movement that called for the people to act upon their passion and their hope. No longer were they in the safe and comfortable role of followers of Jesus. Now things were beginning to change. Jesus was no longer calling them to follow Him, but to go before Him. He sent two of His followers before Him to find a colt and to bring it to Him. The people, in order to lay down their coats on the road for Him, had to be out in front of Him rather than simply following along behind Him. The ones who were moving out in front of Jesus were putting themselves in vulnerable positions. The owners of the colt would certainly have taken issue with the idea that the master has need of it. What kind of explanation was that? Those throwing down their coats and stepping out of the safety of the faceless crowd, there they stood, shivering and identifiable without their cloaks. It was no longer a secret ballot kind of following. It takes boldness to be part of a movement like this. In throwing down their cloaks, they were revealing their conspicuous identities and identification with the cause and vision of their leader. They were openly and with abandon declaring themselves to be part of this movement. It was a movement which interrupted current narrative. It was a wrench in the spokes of the wheel of the dominant power of Rome. As guards lined the streets, marking the parade route, I can hear them calling for people to move along. But they would not. They could not just move along with any but Jesus. This was important. It was something greater than they were. It is when passion finds courage to act, and when courage leads to bold and decisive commitment to be part of something greater than yourself, that a following becomes a movement. It is when a following becomes a movement that it has power to enliven the souls of individuals and the very soul of a community long after the futile attempt to silence the followers by crucifying the leader. This when a following has become a movement that it cannot be silenced. It is indeed in the moment that we have become a movement rather than a following that we ourselves are empowered and renewed. What moves you? What stirs you? As we read and hear the familiar story of Jesus entering Jerusalem, as we take our traditional palms in hand, let us become more than spectators watching a parade. Let us feel the passion for the kingdom of God with which Jesus rode. Let that divine passion kindle within us courage and decisive commitment, a passion that stirs us, that moves us to become part of something that is bigger and beyond ourselves. It is good to come with our palms and our hosannas, but I hope you also come with boldness and with confidence. I hope you are stirred with a passion and with a commitment. I hope you are moved. I hope you dance. Amen.